Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. 10 years ago, infants in the United States were at risk of contracting rotavirus. The illness causes diarrhea and can lead to dehydration, fever, and in severe cases, death. The CDC reports that almost all children had one bout of rotavirus by the time they were five. But in 2006, the U.S. introduced a vaccine that has dramatically reduced the number of hospital visits for the illness. That's not the case, however, in developing countries. The effectiveness of the vaccine is markedly less in some countries than it is here. Researchers at UVM are trying to figure out why, and they just got a big chunk of money to speed their research along. Ross Colgate is a research analyst at the College of Medicine's Vaccine Testing Center. Ross, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you very much for having me.
Just add a little bit to my description of what rotavirus actually does to the body of a young child.
Your intro was fantastic. Basically, what it does is it causes severe diarrhea that, as you said, leads to dehydration and often to death. Fever and vomiting are the other two common symptoms with rotavirus infection, and it's highly prevalent. In the U.S., prior to the introduction of the vaccine in 2006, about 40% of all hospital admissions and deaths due to diarrhea were attributable to rotavirus. And that statistic remains very consistent across the globe, actually. Diarrhea is one of the top killers of children under the age of five. That and pneumonia actually are the top two. And again, among diarrheal pathogens, 40% of disease is caused by rotavirus. So it's a pathogen of significant global public health concern.
And how much have those hospital visits for children in the United States decreased since the oral vaccine was introduced?
They have almost vanished. Within a year of introduction of the vaccine, hospitalizations and deaths in the U.S. were halved. And at this point, they're a very rare event.
That's the United States. What's happening in some of the other countries that have introduced the vaccine?
Very similar results. So in Europe, Latin America, and the United States, the vaccines are consistently around 95% up to 100% effective, certainly against severe diarrhea, but also against rotavirus diarrhea in general. So highly effective and safe vaccines at our disposal, but you apply those same vaccines to kids in the developing world and you just get very different results.
Yeah, so what are those results in the developing world?
Well, for about two decades, we've seen study after study after study showing that efficacy in developing world populations is 50% or less. Specifically in Bangladesh, where we've been doing this research, our study from 2010 to 2014 that was also funded by the Gates Foundation and in collaboration with the University of Virginia and the International Center for Diarrheal Disease Research, we found 41% efficacy in our population of 700 babies that we enrolled in the urban slums of the capital city, Dhaka. So very consistent with what's being found globally. Children just not protected against rotavirus at the rates that they are in the developed countries.
And do you have a hypothesis or a sense yet of why the vaccine is so much less effective in countries like Bangladesh?
It's a great question. So the central hypothesis of the parent study, the PROVIDE study, was that a condition called environmental enteropathy, which essentially is it's a change in the structure and the function of the small intestines, basically due to repeated assault from the environment. So kids being exposed to a multitude of bacterial pathogens, other viruses, just really challenging their system to the point where it actually changes the structure of their small intestine. And so that was kind of the core hypothesis of that study where we were trying to figure out, is this condition, which is not well defined and very difficult to measure, is this contributing to oral vaccine failure? There is good evidence that environmental enteropathy is highly prevalent in developing countries. So that was the core hypothesis. We conducted two randomized clinical trials within the umbrella study, one on the rotavirus vaccine and another on an oral polio vaccine. So environmental enteropathy is possible. Like I said, we've found it difficult to characterize, although we are finding that gut inflammation is associated with vaccine failure to some extent. Another kind of emerging hypothesis that is looking very promising is that, again, related to the environment, the co-pathogen load in these children is very high. So at any given moment, we're talking about children between the ages of birth, so 0 and 24 months. In the first 2 years of life, at any time, these children may be carrying up to 5 pathogens in their gut that could be causing diarrhea. And so you can just imagine the impact that that has on their microbiome, again, on the physiology of the immune system in the gut. They're facing a lot of challenges. So the co-pathogen load could impact the ability of the vaccine to actually absorb properly, and therefore kind of give them the immune response that they need. Their immune system may not be able to see it because it's busy fighting so many different things. Maternal antibody is also a really important part of this equation. Age at vaccination is something that's been put on the table repeatedly because of this question of whether or not the immunity that's conferred by the mother, whether transplacentally before the children are born or in the breast milk, actually is interfering with the vaccine's ability to take. So in our study, we delayed dosing a bit later than most of the other studies out there. So we vaccinated at age 10 weeks and 17 weeks, as opposed to 6 and 10 weeks, trying to get around some of this protection that is absolutely critical that the child gets from the mother early on in life that helps them survive those first 6 months, but in the context of oral vaccines may actually be preventing the vaccine from working properly.
And did you have any success with that?
We did, actually. While our primary efficacy results were 41% against all rotavirus diarrhea, we did find that the vaccine was 74% effective against severe diarrhea, rotavirus diarrhea. So, and we actually think that that might be attributable to the delayed dosing. Earlier studies in Bangladesh, using the earlier dosing schedule, were looking at more around the 50% efficacy rate. So it is possible that the delayed dosing actually improved the response.
So as I mentioned, the Vaccine Testing Center has now received $2.2 million in another grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. How do you plan to use that money? And if what you're seeing in the developing world is less uptake or less effectiveness of this vaccine, what's the solution that you're working towards?
Yeah, so one of the big kind of unanswered questions in this whole field is really what is going on with the immune system. There are things called correlates of protection that you can measure in children and anybody who's vaccinated, where you look at a specific response in the immune system and say, okay, if you have a response here that meets this threshold, then you'll be protected, and we can be pretty confident that has strong predictive value. That's not the case with rotavirus. We really don't understand very well which elements of the immune system are responsible for protection, whether it's from natural infection or from vaccine. So we're really trying to dig deeper into the immunology behind rotavirus infection. So there'll be a statistical modeling component where we're looking at new and current immune markers, as well as new possible correlates of protection for their predictive value in those first 2 years. We're going to look at new possible correlates of protection that haven't really been looked at before, memory B cells, T cells, and really trying to define better the targets of the immune system. And then we'll also look at blood group. There's some evidence that your blood group may actually put you at different levels of risk for rotavirus infection. The microbiome and zinc has also been shown to correlate strongly with risk for rotavirus diarrhea.
Well, I hope you'll keep us updated. Ross Colgate is a research analyst at the UVM College of Medicine's Vaccine Testing Center. She's helping to uncover why an oral vaccine for rotavirus is effective in the United States and much less effective in some developing countries. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jane.